Good morning, and we welcome to the Daily Pod for the first time, Lisa Lloyd. She is with Ivy Tech Community College, and she's in charge of health sciences.
That's right. Good morning, Tom.
Good to have you, Lisa. First of all, could you tell us exactly what, I'm sure it sounds obvious, but exactly what is health sciences when it comes to Ivy Tech and the courses that are offered?
Yeah, well, so health sciences is an entire school that is comprised of a lot of different programs. So we have phlebotomy, that's one that is here at the Batesville campus and at the Lawrenceburg campus. We have the CNA program, it's really popular, it's here in Batesville. And let's see, medical assisting, billing and coding. In Lawrenceburg, we have a pharmacy tech program, an EKG program, and so the list kind of goes on. So it's more like ancillary, you know, departments that you would find.
Okay. And exactly, can you tell us a little bit about what you do running the health sciences aspect of it?
Sure. Yeah, so I'm the department chair, and so I oversee, it's called healthcare specialist. That's kind of the one that has all kinds of different programs within that. And then the other one is our medical assisting program. And so what I do is I teach. I teach on both campuses, actually. And then I also manage the class schedules and order the books and do things like this, get to meet nice people and talk about the programs.
And plus you get to meet me, too.
Yeah.
All right. So sounds like it's you know, pretty well-rounded as far as the offerings are concerned between not only the Batesville campus, but also the Lawrenceburg campus.
Yeah, it's kind of mixed. And we offer kind of like more evening programs here in Batesville. So for people who might be interested in a career change, but they can't quit their 9-to-5, we've got evening time offerings. And then we've got daytime. In fact, our medical assisting program, we've changed to an accelerated program. It starts in the fall, and application system is open right now until May. So you can go in, you can apply, and start in the fall, and then you would graduate in the spring.
And, of course, the Lawrenceburg site has the riverfront campus on Walnut Street.
Beautiful.
And
yes.
Then also the one, the lakefront. Where does the instruction take place with the health sciences at the Lawrenceburg campus?
So we do medical assisting at Riverfront, and we have our pharmacy tech going on at Lakefront. Right now, they're running a dual enrollment program, and so we've got high school students taking that pharmacy tech. We've got a mock pharmacy over there, actually. It's really nice.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you have, for example, open houses? You offer those for prospective students?
That's a great question. So we have Tuesdays at the tech. I don't know if you've heard of that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I know that, you know, that's probably been something talked about on here before. Mm-hmm. But we do have students who come through. But honestly, you could give any of us a call if you're like, I'm interested in one of these programs. And you can come and meet with me or my full-time faculty or our administrative assistant. We can give you a tour. We can tell you all about the programs.
And would you, can you give a guesstimate of how many faculty members you have, Lisa?
Oh, so full-time, I only have one. And myself, we're the two full-time faculty members. So if you go into medical assisting, you're most likely going to run into me. Actually, right now I'm teaching a medical terminology class, which is my favorite, here at the Batesville campus on Tuesdays and Thursdays to the Batesville High School students. So actually I have a few from Milan as well. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the of course, you think of Ivy Tech and, of course, obviously the adults. But, of course, another thing to keep in mind is the fact that the high school students can get the dual credits and help them along the way.
Right, right. They do great, too, especially in medical terminology. I see all kinds of students, and they're going into all kinds of different career paths. So that doesn't necessarily mean they're staying with us, but we are getting them started on their future in healthcare. You know, we've got a lot of them interested in physical therapy, which is not something that's available on our campus, but they could go somewhere else for that and have a good start.
And you mentioned medical terminology is your favorite. What draws you to that?
Oh my gosh, I love words, and I love breaking down the words, and there's just something really fun about it for me. And then learning the different roots and how, you know, the words developed, I guess. And a lot of the terms that we learn are terms that you can actually see in just the everyday words. So I don't know. I like it when it pieces together. It's kind of difficult in the beginning, but once they get towards the end, they really, it's like it all clicks together and they're like, oh my gosh. And they recognize these words on TV or commercials, you know, or Grey's Anatomy. They always like to bring that one up, but.
There you go. That's something relatable there. The Fed's crazy.
Yeah.
There you go. Awesome. All right. So with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out. And we'll continue our conversation with Lisa Lloyd. She is the Health Sciences Department Chair at Ivy Tech Community College. We'll have more with Lisa right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To-Go. Let To-Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To-Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To-Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with Lisa Lloyd. She is the Health Sciences Department Chair at Ivy Tech Community College at the Lawrenceburg and Batesville campuses. And Lisa, can you give us a little bit about your background, how you got involved in this line of work?
Oh, I love this story. You know why? Because I never really thought I'd be here. You don't ever think, you know, how did I get here? I was a medical assistant myself, actually. So I went to school, became a medical assistant, worked for Margaret Mary for 8 years. I worked at a couple doctor's offices, and then I moved over into the hospital, worked in the lab as a phlebotomist, and then I became an ER tech, which is super fun. After that, I decided I'd go back to school and got my bachelor's degree, and then just kind of not really knowing what I was going to do with that. And an opening just kind of popped up at Ivy Tech in 2012 for an adjunct position. So I took it. 2014, a full-time position opened in Madison. And so I moved to the Madison campus for a while. And then in 2022, actually, I popped up here. And I'm back in the Lawrenceburg campus again. And that's just kind of how it rolled for me. And I just really appreciate being able to apply the things that I've done in my career, you know, in my experience, and kind of pass that on to these students who are wanting to go into the similar fields.
It's kind of, if you stop and think about it, that's kind of a neat way of paying it forward.
Yeah, it is. Okay. That's a great way to look at it.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned phlebotomy. That's blood.
That's blood. Yeah.
And this would be related to folks. Maybe say they work not only draw blood in doctor's offices, but also maybe working in blood banks, things of that nature.
Yes, I just talked to a student about this yesterday. So usually for Hawksworth, mm-hmm. for instance, they will hire not just phlebotomists, but usually something like a medical assistant. So they need someone who's had more of a clinical component. But here in the hospital, they will hire phlebotomists. And it was actually one of my favorite jobs. I really enjoyed working in the lab. I liked collecting blood and going down to the emergency room and, you know, just the excitement. But then going in, visiting the inpatients, I mean, it was a good job.
And of course, a lot of it is mental, I'm sure. The fact that you've got to keep make sure you have the right blood types and things of that nature separated.
Yeah. So as a phlebotomist, we would not be in charge of that part. That was more on the lab tech part. So but we do prepare. We spin down the blood. We put in orders and we take it back to the lab. And it was always fun to watch them do what they do, too, though.
And then as far as some folks who may be interested in learning more about health services, no matter what aspect it is, how can they go about finding out some more information from you?
Sure. The best thing to do is to go to the Ivy Tech website. So it's ivytech.edu. search for health sciences, healthcare specialist, or medical assisting. And then you can select the campus that you are wanting to attend. And from there, our contact information will be up. We also have our graduation rates and retention rates that we have to post per our accreditors for our medical assisting program. So those are all the things that you can find there, along with my phone number and my email address.
Okay. And, of course, I imagine you pretty much burn up the highway bouncing back and forth between Lawrenceburg and Batesville, don't you?
Well, the good thing is I live in Milan, so I'm about 20 minutes either way.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Right in the middle of everywhere.
It's great. Yeah.
There you go. So you can go, hop out, either 350 or 101 or whatever you want to do. And of course, head up north 101 to Batesville. And,
right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. All right. Anything else that we might have missed, Lisa, before we let you get back to your day?
You know, I can't think of anything else, but I'm just really happy to be able to come in here and talk to you about the programs. I'm really excited about the programs that we're building. We've got new faculty. We've got new facilities, like as far as our mock pharmacy and things like that. And I mean, it's just a really good group of people. And we want to, I know there's a lot of openings in the healthcare field, medical assisting specifically. So, yep, that's about it.
All right. So something to keep in mind as you get ready to perhaps maybe launch your career or change your career, whatever the case may be.
Yeah. It's a good place to start.
All right. Very good. Well, Lisa Lloyd, the Health Sciences Department Chair at Ivy Tech Community College, Lawrenceburg and Batesville, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for coming in. Stay well and look. Hopefully we can call you again in the future.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.